Well, good morning, everyone. This is actually a pre-recording of the message that I'll be giving at our Zoom service on Sunday, the 5th of December. Now, we do realise that some of you find it challenging to access the Zoom service on the technology you have. So I've pre-recorded this message and you can make it hopefully be available to you also on Sunday morning. So as an alternative, so you can listen to it on a Sunday morning, this will be made available as a link, just like we've done in many, many weeks previous to the start of Advent. But again, I'll be doing this live again at the Zoom service on Sunday morning. So welcome again to the service for Sunday, the 5th of December. And today our Advent message is the message of hope. Now, hopefully with the wonders of Andrew Woodbridge's technical ability, we're going to start off with the song, Emmanuel, God with Us.
Go tell it on the mountain, the one that we've been waiting for, the King of our salvation. Born on this day, our Savior Christ the Lord. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, that we can be forgiven. The weight of all our sin He came to bear.
So let's pray. Father, as we listen to your word today, and as we contemplate your message of hope, we pray that you would speak to each one of us. And for those of us who are heartsick and feeling with little hope at the moment, that you would help us to see that you are the hope of the world, and only you are the hope of the world. And we pray that that feeling of heartsickness, the feeling of being alone, will start to disappear as we revel in the glory of your graciousness and love and peace around us. Amen. So today we're going to be looking at a message entitled Hope Deferred, A Longing Fulfilled. Now, two readings today, two quite short readings, one from Jeremiah and an even shorter one from Proverbs. So in Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13, we read, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And then Proverbs 13, verse 12, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." So our main scripture today is a single verse from the book of Proverbs, which is not where we would normally go for a Christmas Advent message. And even though the message is not specifically about Christmas, there's a clear Christmas application wrapped up in the wisdom of this particular proverb from Solomon. Christmas is all about hope and longing and promises fulfilled, and this proverb captures these elements perfectly in two succinct phrases. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Today, I'd like us to look at this verse from three different angles. First, we'll make a general application, then a Christmas application, and then we'll finish with the personal application of this proverb. So let's begin by taking a look at the general application of our verse. Proverbs are general statements that teach us wisdom by making pointed observations about life. Because they're short, they come at us fast. But we need to slow down and take the time to reflect on them if we're going to absorb their wisdom. And this proverb makes the accurate observation that hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. The first part of this verse is to do with waiting. How many of us really like to wait? How many kids like waiting for their gifts on Christmas Day? None of us likes waiting. Whether you're waiting for a phone call, waiting for a package to arrive, or just waiting for the lights to change, none of us likes to wait. Now, those are all pretty simple examples of waiting, but sometimes waiting involves more serious circumstances. What if you are unemployed and waiting for a job to come through? What if you are a church like us, waiting for a new minister? What if you are ill and waiting for the doctors to find a solution? What if you're single and waiting to find that special person? I'm sure you can think of many examples where waiting is not merely inconvenient, but downright difficult and dangerous. When you're waiting and hoping for something to come through and it doesn't come through, that is what Proverbs 13:12 means by hope deferred. The word translated deferred in this verse is a word that means something that is drawn out or postponed. And when you're waiting for something important, waiting for it, longing for it, and it keeps on getting postponed or pushed further down the road, it makes your heart sick. We only have to think of the current COVID pandemic, the restrictions and lockdowns we're enduring for the health and safety of all, to know what it's like to be heartsick. And for many of us, the heartbreak we've experienced is our longing for this to end, so we can see our families again, and that seems to get pushed further and further down the road. There are a lot of unfulfilled wishes in this life, and so there are a lot of heartsick people in this world. Perhaps you're one of them. If so, my heart goes out to you, because there is no sickness quite so disheartening as heartsickness. But there's a second half to this proverb which we must look at as well. Proverbs often work in pairs, and the second part usually balances out the first part. So yes, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. When you've been waiting for something for so long, and then it finally comes true, Proverbs 13:12 says it is like a tree of life. It's an interesting metaphor because in the Bible, the tree of life first shows up in the book of Genesis in the Garden of Eden. We read in Genesis 2, verses 8 and 9, Now, the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam was told not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when he and Eve did, they were banished from the garden so they wouldn't take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. The wages of sin is death, and in sinning against God, Adam and Eve forfeited their right to eternal life in God's presence. So the tree of life shows up at the beginning of the Bible. And where does it show up again? In the book of Revelation, at the very end of the Bible. In Revelation chapter 22, the very last chapter of the Bible, we read in verses 1 and 2, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations." Here we see that the tree of life is not only a symbol of eternal life, but also of healing. And I believe that's the image we're supposed to get from Proverbs 13, verse 12. "Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And when something is sick, it needs healing. And so a longing fulfilled brings healing for the heart-sick person." Think of Naomi in the Old Testament. Naomi was heart-sick after losing her husband and two sons. But then God provided for her through her daughter-in-law Ruth. And when Ruth married Boaz and gave birth to a son, and they brought that son to Naomi, Naomi's bitterness lifted and she experienced healing as she held and cradled that baby in her lap. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life and healing for the soul. So that's a general application of this verse. But what's the Christmas application? Well, it could be this. The people of God waited for many long years for the coming of the Messiah, and that longing was eventually fulfilled in the birth of Christ. In fact, that's one of the reasons we celebrate Advent for the whole month of December leading up to Christmas. It's to remind ourselves what it was like to wait for the coming of Christ that first Christmas. So what was it like? When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they fell under God's judgment, but God also gave them a promise about the Saviour to come. Of course, God didn't give them a timetable, and so with each new son that was born, they wondered if this could be the promised Messiah. In fact, when Noah was born, his parents named him Noah because the name Noah means comfort, and they thought he might be the one who would comfort them in their labour and take away the effects of the curse. God rarely works on our timetable, and so the years turned into centuries, and the centuries turned into millennia. God continued to send prophets who spoke of the coming Messiah, and each one added more information and new details about the one to come. Then when you get to the prophet Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, God even stopped sending prophets. There were 400 years of silence between Malachi and the coming of Christ. How God's people longed for Messiah. They would even put an extra cup out each Passover in hopes that Elijah would come and announce the Messiah's coming. And then when he didn't come, they would pack the cup away and wait another year. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. The coming of Messiah was meant to heal the heart-sick nation and fulfill all their longings. God also made it clear that this coming Saviour was not just for the nation of Israel, but would bring healing to all nations. Isaiah prophesied not only about Christ, but also about Christ coming for the Gentiles. We read in Isaiah 9, verses 1 and 2, "There will be no more gloom for those who are in distress," and moving further down, "in the future he will honour Galilee of the Gentiles by way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. The promised Saviour would come, and darkness would turn to light for all nations. God promised through the prophet Haggai in chapter 2, verse 7, I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. This prophecy was fulfilled with the coming of Christ. Jesus is the desire of all nations, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth, and filled with the glory of God. Now, fast forward to Christmas Eve. After all these thousands of years of waiting, God sends an angel to the shepherds in the fields with a message. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. What's the operative word in this passage? Today. The long wait was over. Jesus, the Saviour, was born. So we've seen the general application of this proverb, and we've seen a Christmas application. But what's the personal application? And it's this. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all your longings. Everything you have ever desired is found in him. He is the Saviour. He's the Messiah. He's the answer to your questions. He is the one you've been looking for all your life. There is so much heart sickness in our world today. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But the birth of Jesus is good news of great joy that is for all people, and that includes you and me. When you come to Christ, your whole outlook on life changes. We read these words of David in Psalm 39. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. And when your hope is in Christ, you will not be disappointed. God tells those who trust in Christ, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And the book of Lamentations says in chapter 3, verses 25 and 26, The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Paul writes in the New Testament book of Romans in chapter 5, verse 5, And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given to us. Every person born into this world is heartsick apart from Christ himself. Our hearts are literally sick with sin, and we need the healing that only Jesus can bring. He is the tree of life that brings forgiveness and cleanses our hearts from sin. He is the one who brings salvation and fulfills our deepest longings. Saint Augustine prayed these famous words to God, You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you. Now, is your heart restless today? Is your heart sick from disappointment after disappointment in life? Is your heart sick with sin and guilt and in need of cleansing? Then why do you wait any longer? Turn back to Christ. Come to Christ. He is the Saviour. He is the healer. He is the giver of life. He is the one who brings hope. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is the tree of life. There's a beautiful song written by David Barony that picks up this tree of life imagery and applies it to the cross. The words go like this. O mighty cross, love lifted high, the Lord of life raised there to die. His sacrifice in Calvary has made the mighty cross a tree of life to me. O mighty cross, what throne of grace! He knew no sin, yet took my place. His sacrifice in Calvary has made the mighty cross a tree of life to me. O mighty cross, my soul's release! The stripes he bore have brought me peace. His sacrifice on Calvary has made the mighty cross a tree of life to me. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin and to give us life. The cross was a tree of death for him, but a tree of life for you and me. The message the angel brought to the shepherds that first Christmas Eve is also meant for us this Christmas. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for your sacrifice on Calvary that turned the cross into that tree of life for each one of us. And we thank you, Father, that your tree of life brings the end to our longing and to the hope that makes us sick. We thank you, Father, that you have made us for yourself and we are one with you. In Jesus' name, amen. And hopefully, again with Andrew's wizardry with the technology, I'd just like to close now and with a song, Somewhere in Your Silent Night. Bless you all. We'll see you next week for the next week of Advent.
All is calm and all is bright everywhere, but in your heart tonight they're singing carols of joy and peace, but you feel too far gone and too far out of reach. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you somewhere in your silent night. Heaven's height to manger low, there is no distance the Prince of Peace won't go. From manger low to Calvary's hill, when your pain runs deep, his love runs deeper still. He has always loved you, child, and he always will. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to will find you. Ooh, love will find you.